WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after six. It's 70 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. College Station is getting a food truck plaza. It took the city council 90 minutes last night to decide the operating conditions for what was described as a $500,000 investment of up to 9 food trucks in Northgate and a half block space at Patricia and First Streets. One of the conditions allows the property owner to serve food until 3 a.m., 1 hour later than requested by Assistant Police Chief Billy Couch.
You're essentially going to require my staff to have to stay in the Northgate environment no longer at 3 and 3:30, but 4 and 4:30, because they have to ensure that these people have all flushed out. And then at 4:30, they get back to the office, and there is not going to be adequate time for them to close out all of their responsibilities. So they're going to require Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night to have to go on to 1 hour of overtime just to close their day.
The council will require the owner to hire 2 certified peace officers to work Thursday, Friday, and Saturday nights from 10 until 3. After the developer told the council he was only selling beer and wine and only until midnight, the council also made that a permanent condition. For the first time, there are more than 60,000 Texas A&M students on the College Station campus and a record of more than 66,000 at all A&M locations. President Michael Young included the larger figure in last week's State of the University address as part of a plan to give faculty more resources.
First, the creation of centers and programs that cross some college boundaries. We're good at this, but we need to make it easier and more rewarding. Second, we create institutes that include many colleges and large numbers of faculty and operate with university and college level support.
Young says another goal is establishing schools with faculty and students from all colleges working as peers. More information about this fall's enrollment at the flagship campus is online at WTAW.com. The Bryan City Council has given preliminary approval to its next comprehensive and parks master plans. One of 6 speakers during the public hearing, Sharon Anderson, called on adding a maintenance code for manufactured housing.
In addition to enforcing the requirements we now have for manufactured homes and mobile home parks, Prenic's manufactured home park on Finfeather is an asset to this community. We need manufactured housing as a housing option in Bryan.
Final action on the 347-page document nicknamed Blueprint 2040 is in 2 weeks. In conjunction with the 175th anniversary of Brazos County, Boonville Heritage Park is opening their second phase this weekend. Mervin Peters says the expansion includes replicas of a smokehouse, the historic Masonic Lodge, and the original courthouse built in 1841.
The park is not in the town center of Boonville, but it is within the town limits as they were surveyed out in 1841.
Peter says a brief presentation starts at 3 p.m. Sunday afternoon, followed by tours of the park. More information can be found on the Boonville Heritage Facebook page. This year marks the 90th annual BCS Christmas Parade. Chairwoman Penny Zent says they have some very exciting news for this year's Toyland-themed event.
That is that we have not one, but 3 grand marshals.
Zent says the Texas A&M University student body president, senior class president, and the corps commander, all of whom are women, will participate as grand marshals. Entry forms for the December 4th parade are now available online at bcsparade.com. WTAW News Time is 9 minutes after 6. It's 70 degrees. Text us your news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. More news at 6:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Bring it, household hazardous waste and electronics, that is, to the free collection event October 22nd from 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the University Services Complex. The event can be accessed from Harvey Road east of Highway 6. Take the first left after Veterans Park. No entry will be allowed from University Drive. Bring it. Paint, batteries, pesticides, herbicides, fertilizers, pool chemicals, gasoline, old TVs, computers and monitors, and old medication. Call 979-764-3809 or visit TwinOaksHHW.com for more info.
Shift into savings at your local Kubota dealer. Right now, you can get the subcompact BX, the compact B or L series, or the bigger MX special utility tractor with a low down payment, 0% APR for 84 months, and a full 6-year limited powertrain warranty. See your participating Kubota dealer by December 31st. Now through December 31st, 2016. Call toll free 1-800-794-4992 for details about costs and terms. For complete warranty details, see Kubota.com or your authorized Kubota dealer.
Kubota, value, efficiency, and performance. Find a Kubota dealer near you at TexasKubotaDealers.com.
Good morning, it's 610. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business. Since 1981, with two-way radios and paging service, call Skyline Communications, 775-2929.
A stalled frontal system already sending off some showers and thunderstorms over the state. We'll see clouds and sun and run the risk of some showers and storms today, 85 to 90. Some clearing will take place later tonight. Lows will be 65 to 70. Tomorrow, partial sunshine, 85 to 90 degrees. Partly cloudy, 70 to 75 tomorrow night. Looks warm for Sunday. We'll have sunshine and highs very close to 90. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, Zach Taylor has your high school football report because it's Friday. Trevor Knight and Justin Evans garnered some pretty significant honors for A&M football. The A&M volleyball team takes on South Carolina at Reed Arena tonight. Easy for me to say. Meanwhile, the soccer team is on the road against Ole Miss. And in the NFL, will it be Dak or Tony for the Cowboys? We'll take a look at all the details coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Oh, who cares? That's right. Everybody wants to know about that.
You didn't say, you know, some people do, Scott.
Sure,
some
you're right.
People do.
You know, if you're hanging on to an old Blockbuster card, I don't know. I kept mine probably after one of them closed.
I thought you were talking about Tony Romo, you know?
Oh, yeah,
just
yeah,
as
yeah.
Useless.
Yeah, that's
It was useful at a time.
His mom might be listening. Gee whiz.
And she is a sweet lady.
Does she live around here? Or?
Yeah, I have no idea. Okay,
you can listen online at radioaguiland.com.
Yeah, that's right.
Worldwide.
That is true.
So if you're hanging on to that old Blockbuster card, don't let go of it. It could save your skin one day when you have no other form of ID. A Reddit user shared that he was able to use his old Blockbuster card of proof of age when trying to buy some beer.
Nice.
However.
Yeah, because no one under the age of 21 knows what Blockbuster is.
I think that's what we are dead on. That's exactly right. It may not work every time. In fact, the Reddit guy said it took 15 tries before the clerk would let him buy booze with his Blockbuster card.
15 times? Like separate occasions?
Well, that's dedication to the beer.
Go get your ID.
Yeah.
Info.
Mason.
What I'm trying to figure out is where is he keeping his Blockbuster card that would be separate from his other ID?
Right.
I mean, has he got, well.
And do they have pictures on them?
No, they don't.
I don't think so.
This is my Blockbuster wallet. Oh.
But I think you hit it. Nobody who was under the age of 21 would even know what Blockbuster was.
Exactly.
So the clerk goes, all right, we're good with this. It works.
And now another Did You Know Minute presented by the Grimes County Republican Party.
Did you know, in 1957 and 1959, Republican President Dwight Eisenhower proposed civil rights bills strengthening the rights of African Americans to vote. Senate Democrats filibustered the bills and watered them down. In 1959, when Southern Democrats demanded that anyone who violated the new civil rights bill should be tried before all-white Southern juries, Republican Vice President Richard Nixon gave the deciding Senate vote to kill the Southern Amendment. Southern Democrats who opposed desegregation included former Ku Klux Klan Senator Robert Byrd and Alabama Governor George Wallace. On November 8th, remember to vote Republican.
This Did You Know Minute was paid for by the Grimes County Republican Party, Marilyn Schultz, Treasurer.
Good morning, News Talk 1620 WTAW. We're dang near midway through October.
Man.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
It's it's the 14th of October. Let me see. I got it written down here someplace. It's today 288. We've got 78 of them to go.
Ooh.
Yeah. I mean, we're into.
Which means 72 until Christmas, y'all.
That's right.
That's
well,
right.
You know, you're right. It's Be Bold, Be Beautiful Day.
Oh.
Here I am.
Okay. It's World Egg Day, if you want to do that.
Oh.
It's Dessert Day. Dessert Day.
Tasty.
So, I don't know. Either y'all have, like, a favorite dessert that you really
Ooh.
Like. I mean, is there something that if your go-to dessert?
I mean, ice cream's always good.
Well, you know, there are two ways to look at that kind of a situation. Is it something that you really can't make yourself?
True.
And so being able to have it makes it a nicer thing, or is it you know, the dessert of choice kind of thing?
Huh.
And so
probably because I have to disagree. I'm not a huge ice cream fan.
Okay.
I mean, I like it,
yeah.
but it's not
the go-to.
Nope. A particular strawberry tart from a certain restaurant in town.
Okay, that happens to be yours.
Is
okay.
probably one of my yeah.
Yeah, that's a pretty good choice. It is.
And I saw on a sign outside this week that they are now serving a pumpkin tart with caramelized apples, which actually sounds pretty delicious.
Sounds delicious. Sounds amazing.
I'd share it.
Okay.
It would be.
Now, strawberry tart, nope, no sharing.
I understand. Yeah, mm-hmm. That would make sense. Okay. Now, there are a number of ways that you can celebrate. One of the ways that you might want to is also today, in addition to it being dessert day, it's chocolate-covered insect day.
Oh.
Bleh.
I mean, if you want to.
It's a delicacy.
Yeah.
If fine. You want to call it that.
Right. Well,
protein
again.
And dessert.
Okay. Well, consider how many things you can say are delicacy that are just weird, too.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know,
frog legs,
yeah.
Snails.
Actually, you could say anything is a delicacy. It's, mouse pads are a delicacy in France. People eat them all the time.
Yeah, that fish that'll kill you if it's not prepared properly, whatever that thing is. Yeah, that's a delicacy.
Yep.
Fine, till it kills you. Right. All right, we got birthdays.
We do got some birthdays. Lord Maria Ciccone Leone, I guess is how you say it. That's Madonna's daughter.
Oh, okay.
She's 20 today.
How did she end up with such a long name is Madonna?
Yeah. I wonder which one is Madonna's last. Is it the Ciccone?
Yeah, right. That's her last name.
Natalie Maines is 42.
Oh,
another Dixie chick.
Yeah. She is the weird one.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yesterday we had the other one.
Yeah,
right?
The weirdest of them all.
Yeah.
Ben Whishaw is 36. He's the new Q in the James Bond movies.
Oh.
And also the voice of Paddington Bear in the Paddington movie.
Oh.
Stacey Keibler is 37, former WWE and Dancing with the Stars girl. Usher, 38 today. Pretty cool.
Yes.
One of your faves, I know you're a big fan of the Insane Radish Posse, Scott.
Man, when was the last time they were on tour?
Yeah, it's been a while.
Yeah.
Shaggy Two Dope.
He is the one that brought up radishes the other day.
That's
on
right,
the show.
I did. That was yesterday. Yeah, as a matter of fact.
He's
yeah.
42 today.
Yeah.
Okay. Steve Coogan, really funny British actor, is 51. He played the little Roman soldier in Night at the Museum guy, and he was in Tropic Thunder, the director.
Okay. Yeah.
Thomas Dolby is 58, Blinded by Science, of course.
Yeah.
Remember that song. Greg Evigan is 63 from BJ and the Bear and My Two Dads.
Yeah, fine.
Harry Anderson. I love Harry Anderson.
Whatever happened to Harry Anderson?
I don't know. I think he kind of stuck with magic and just kind of does that.
Well,
like
yeah.
In Vegas and stuff.
Well, yeah, he lived in New Orleans for a while, I know, and he's moved to North Carolina,
yeah.
But you know, for a guy who was a pretty big star.
Yeah, he was the star of Night Court, which was one of the hugest shows at the time.
Walked away from it and just, that's fine.
Yeah, but he's a great magician, too. He's 64 today. Justin Hayward is 70 of the Moody Blues.
Oh, yeah.
Ralph Lauren is 77, or Ralph Lauren, if you want to say that. And Sir Roger Moore is 89. He was, of course, one of the James Bonds.
One of the James Bondses, and he's 89.
Wow. Mm-hmm. He was the funny James Bond, too, right?
He was. Kind of
campy.
A little bit. Yeah. Saturday, it's I Love Lucy Day, because that's the day that it premiered in 1951.
Okay.
It's National Grouch Day. Yeah, hey. It's a World Students Day. It's Bridge Day, and it's Chicken Cacciatore Day.
Mm.
But World Students Day, you get to take school off. How's that work?
Oh,
yeah.
All right, and we got birthdays, too.
We do got birthdays. Tito Jackson is 63 of the Jackson 5.
Uh-huh.
The Tito Jackson.
Oh, yeah, the one and only.
Yeah, Keisha Cole is 35, R&B singer. Genuine is 46.
Nice.
Pony. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Dominic West is 47 from The Wire. Paige Davis, 47 from Trading Spaces. Brenda K. Starr is 50. She was a singer in the 80s. Did I Still Believe?
Uh-huh.
Fergie is 57, but not probably the Fergie you're thinking of, the British one.
Oh.
That's the British.
Oh,
the
not
British
the singer Fergie.
Fergie.
Yeah. Okay, got it. Okay.
Emeril Lagasse, bam.
Bam. Yeah.
Is 57 today, or Saturday, rather.
Okay.
Tanya Roberts, 61. She was in that 70s show, mm-hmm. Charlie's Angels, yeah. of course. Larry Miller is 63. He was the dad in 10 Things I Hate About You. He's that. He's a guy you know him if you see him. He kind of has horseshoe hair. Okay. Kind of has that. He always plays that angry guy.
Yes,
you know?
He does.
Chris DeBurr is 80. Or I'm not 80, 68 rather.
Okay.
I don't know where I got
whatever.
That.
Added 12 yeah. years.
Probably guess. Because he did Lady in Red.
Oh, all right.
There you go. Richard Carpenter of The Carpenters is 70. Penny Marshall, of course, Laverne and Shirley yep. is 73. Mm-hmm. And Linda Lavin, who was Alice.
Yeah.
Is 79, so kiss my grits.
Wow. Jim Palmer, who is a Major League Baseball star, 71 years old. And Lee Iacocca, the guy who designed the Mustang.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Still alive and was the head of Chrysler Corporation when he needed a bailout. Remember, it was $1 billion, which then was, man, that's a lot of money back then.
Yeah.
Back then.
But he got a loan from the government, and they paid it back. Can
wow.
Can you imagine back in that day? Well, back then you paid your bills.
Yeah. Yep.
Anyway, he's 92 on Saturday.
Wow.
Sunday is Steve Jobs Day.
Yes.
It's Department Store Day. How quaint is that?
Interesting.
Remember when you used to go to things called department stores?
I still frequent one occasionally.
Frequent?
No, I said frequent occasionally.
Oh, okay.
You know, it's one of those days.
Is that the yeah. day that we remember department stores?
Yeah, but I don't know. Some of the department stores do still have stuff that you can't get anywhere else besides online.
Smart
and
marketing.
So,
yeah. It's Dictionary Day on Sunday and Feral Cat Day.
Aww.
I'll
be out at the Wiener Fest, so yeah. come see
there
me
you
feral
go.
Cats.
Bring your feral cat
see
to
what
Wiener
happens there.
I got a cat story in my bit of info again today.
Oh, all right. Well, you would.
Of
I know. And birthdays for Sunday.
Birthdays, Katrina Scorsone. Maybe I'm butchering that. I don't know. But
she's not listening.
Yeah.
It's okay.
she's 35. She's on Grey's Anatomy, or was on Grey's Anatomy.
Oh, okay.
John Mayer, 39 on Sunday.
Oh,
pretty cool.
Voice of an angel.
Yeah. I love his solo stuff.
Yeah.
Like his or rather
acoustic
the,
stuff.
Yeah, and the
yeah.
John Mayer trio. It's real bluesy. Real more so than his poppy stuff.
Gotcha.
Kelly Martin is 41 from ER. Wendy Wilson of Wilson Phillips,
oh,
47.
Yeah.
Mm. And she's also Brian Wilson's daughter from the Beach Boys.
That's true.
You know that. Terry J. Vaughn is 47 from the Steve Harvey Show and All of Us. Flea from the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Yeah.
54. He's actually one of the best bassists, you know, ever.
Okay.
So pretty cool. Tim Robbins is 58.
He's done some good work.
He's done great work. Shawshank Redemption. I don't agree with his politics, but
no.
He's done great acting work.
Yep.
Bob Weir is 69, co-founder of Grateful Dead.
Mm-hmm.
Suzanne Summers.
Wow, Three's Company.
Three's Company and Thighmaster. Is 70.
Thighmaster.
Yeah, Miss Thighmaster is 70.
That's right. Fred Turner, he's the Turner in Bachman Turner Overdrive, is 73.
Right.
Tim McCarver, 75. Mm-hmm. He's the sportscaster, of course. And Angela Lansbury.
Yeah.
She's still alive, and she is 91. She redid the Beauty and the Beast song recently on stage and apparently killed it. She still got it.
She does. And if you've ever heard the song We Need a Little Christmas, she's the one who recorded that. She's broke that song on Broadway.
Awesome.
As a matter of fact. And David Zucker from Naked Gun. Zucker, and Abrams. He's one of the Zuckers. And it's okay. And Barry Corbin. He was on Northern Exposure.
Yeah.
You hear his voice. He does a lot of voice work, too.
Okay.
He's 76 years old. All right, 624.
Your morning espresso starts right here. It's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
Despite the fact that Pennsylvania has voted Democrat in every presidential election since 1992, well, Donald Trump's candidacy is now trying to make it a battleground state for this November. According to CBS Pittsburgh, nearly 100,000 Democrats in the state of Pennsylvania have now switched their party affiliation to Republican since January of this year. That means the Pennsylvania Republican Party says they have 240,000 more party members than they did in November of last year. Quote, the state Republican Party says that the surge in Republican registrations is nearly twice the number of newly registered Republicans compared to both 2008 and 2012 numbers combined. Maybe Americans are seeing through all the propaganda, the lies, and the media bias, of course, Hillary Clinton's corruption. We can only hope.
The Sean Hannity Show from coast to coast later today.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
So whether traveling or working remotely, we know your PC is your business headquarters, and when work takes you on the go, well, you need a laptop that can keep up. Now, Dell's XPS 13 empowers small business owners to collaborate anywhere with incredible battery life and powerful performance. Reduce downtime by 50% and boost productivity with 4 times faster performance when you refresh to Dell's PCs featuring Intel Core processors. Now explore the XPS 13 at Dell.com/radio.
America is taking the lead in energy.
Leading the world in oil and natural gas production.
I vote to keep it going.
With the right policies,
we can produce, refine, and supply
more oil and natural gas.
And more abundant energy
means more affordable energy for American families.
A more secure America.
Jobs.
Opportunity and economic growth.
For our children
and grandchildren.
That's why this election,
I'm voting
for American energy.
Learn more at voteforenergy.org.
Join us and become an energy voter.
Brought to you by American Petroleum Institute.
Bring it, household hazardous waste and electronics, that is, to the free collection event October 22nd from 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the University Services Complex. The event can be accessed from Harvey Road east of Highway 6. Take the first left after Veterans Park. No entry will be allowed from University Drive. Bring it. Paint, batteries, pesticides, herbicides, fertilizers, pool chemicals, gasoline, old TVs, computers and monitors, and old medication. Call 979-764-3809 or visit TwinOaksHHW.com for more info.
Okay, I promise. This will be the last cat-related bit of info for a while, but it's Friday, and I like to make Friday stories ones of a feel-good variety for you, and that's exactly what this is. I'm Brad Mitchell, and this is a bit of info. Just outside Raleigh, North Carolina, a person rescued a 4-week-old kitten they found in the middle of Hurricane Matthew last week. Now, as it turns out, photos of the feline have been going viral because they brought it to a PetSmart and one of the employees put it in a tube sock to keep it warm. All together now.
Aww.
The employee cut little armholes in the sock, so the kitten apparently looked like it was wearing a turtleneck. People online dubbed the kitty Tube Sock Sweater Kitten. A woman who happened to be in the store posted the photos of it on Sunday, then posted an update after a young couple with kids walked in looking for a kitten and adopted it. Something pretty cool, they got it for free because it hadn't been processed by an animal shelter or anything, so it still needs to be fixed and microchipped. The woman who took the photos said the family seemed like they'll take good care of their new little buddy, and before they left the store, she saw them walking up and down the aisles buying stuff, including a big, fancy litter box. I'd say Tube Sock Sweater Kitten lucked out after a potential disaster. What a great example of it's always darkest before the dawn. I'm Brad Mitchell, and this is a bit of info.
Jennifer Kashinka with Your Money Now. Verizon Communications plans to close call centers in 5 states as the number one wireless company trims headcount and reorganizes operations in a saturated wireless market. The move, which will affect 3,200 workers, is part of Verizon's effort to consolidate customer service operations. Verizon recently agreed to buy Yahoo for $4.8 billion as it looks to tap new revenue in areas such as digital media and advertising. McDonald's says it expects to book charges of about $130 million in its September quarter related to the company's previously announced restructuring and refranchising efforts. Last fall, the chain announced plans to increase the number of restaurants it would sell to franchisees to 4,000 from 3,500. Chris Rock is returning to stand-up on Netflix. The streaming service says the comedian is filming 2 stand-up specials after an 8-year absence. On Wall Street, futures pointing to a higher open this morning. That's Your Money Now.
Prices are for base buildings only and may not be available in some areas. This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. So call General Steel now for the quality and the price in a pre-engineered steel building that you just can't beat. That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. How much can you save? How about a 5,000 square foot building for under $39,000? So don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first. Call 866-95-STEEL today and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. Don't let rising steel prices put your project in jeopardy. Call now to lock in your price for 3 months. Call 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-95-STEEL. Don't spend thousands more than you should. Call 866-957-8335.
Good morning, 629. Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair, the leader in foundation repair for more than 30 years. They also do polyurethane concrete raising. More information, go to anchorfoundationrepair.net. Going to be about 87 or so today is what they're telling us. Winds right now out of the east. They were out of the northeast earlier this morning. They'll turn around out of the south, and we'll have a 30% chance of rain possibly today, down to about 70 tonight, and it'll start clearing out. Then we'll have sunny skies, upper 80s for tomorrow. Then we're over 90 on Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, and the lows each night will be in the 70s. Currently, again, winds out of the east, overcast skies, looking at 70 degrees.
I'm Councilman James Benham.
I'm Councilwoman Julie Merrifield Schultz.
I'm Mayor Nancy Berry, and
we are voting for Jeremy Osborne.
We know what it takes to be on the council, and we trust Jeremy to keep our economy strong, improve transportation, and ensure that College Station's future is bright. We need business owners like Jeremy who have lived here for years, created jobs, met a payroll, and managed large budgets. Vote Jeremy Osborne for College Station Council, Place 3.
Political ad paid for by the Jeremy Osborne Campaign. Larry Hodges, Treasurer.
Why is it that humans tend to worry about risks that aren't really that risky and ignore the ones that are? I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know, coming up.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some urgent news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from PBS host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now because we're about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-885-5757 now to get your personalized copy rushed to you today. Do you want to avoid mistakes baby boomers and seniors can make when they buy annuities? Those mistakes now could be costly later to you and your family. Call 800-885-5757. That's 800-885-5757. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Interesting thing about risk, we often worry about the wrong risks.
Why do we really worry about things like sharks or snakes that affect almost no one, whereas the big killers like heart disease we do our best to ignore?
Glenn Crosten, author of the book The Real Story of Risk.
We worry a lot about gory risks, which aren't, statistically speaking, all that common. But we tend to ignore the slow risks, the not-so-gory risks, the not-violent risks, which overall, statistically, are far more abundant risk in our daily lives.
Another thing that affects our perception of risk is how much control we have over the situation.
And that's a really common perspective, that people have an optimism bias, that we think nothing bad's ever going to happen to us, especially not if we're in control. You know, since we're driving the car, we trust ourselves, maybe too much, because then we allow ourselves to get away with texting or putting on our makeup or reading the newspaper.
We evolved as a species to worry more about immediate risks, things like the charging water buffalo.
You're not going to fight a water buffalo, but, you know, you've got to quickly run away, and that's within your power to do. So those are the kind of things we tend to do well. It's an immediate threat. We have personal responsibility. We have control, and we know what to do about it. But the problem is a lot of the threats we face today, they're not like that. They're not the charging water buffalo right there in front of us. They're diffuse responsibility spread out over time. Although they're very common today, they're much harder for us to deal with.
It's somethingyoushouldknow.net. I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
WTAW News Time is 6:33. It's 70 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by CHI St. Joseph Health. Prepared for minor emergencies to major trauma, CHI St. Joseph Health is always ready. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. A year after the College Station City Council approved general regulations to create areas for food trucks to congregate, one has been approved for the Northgate District. The council took 90 minutes last night before voting 5-2 to allow up to 9 trucks to set up in a half-block space at First and Patricia Streets. Alex Jester was one of the 3 project developers at the council meeting.
It's supposed to be a food truck park. This is not called beer park. It's food for everybody to come out and have, but the fact is some restaurants do have alcohol to serve. It will be very park-like settings. Everything will be nice. We want to improve Northgate. We want to improve College Station.
The council added a requirement for the developers to hire 2 certified peace officers to work Thursday, Friday, and Saturday nights from 10 until 3. Assistant Police Chief Billy Couch wanted that requirement anytime alcohol is sold.
My concern, though, is if you have a 2:30 kickoff and you've got 100, you know, and 6,000 fans that want to celebrate and they're coming to Northgate, they're going to create potentially a big problem for us if they're all consuming alcohol and stuff. So,
what if we made the exception then on game days?
Yeah, just your special event periods are they're not really predictable, so it's difficult. That's why I just left it at 2 anytime the alcohol is sold.
The council also made a requirement that the intent of the developers to sell only beer and wine and only until midnight. Texas A&M President Michael Young let the cat out of the bag last week during his State of the University speech.
The state of the university is great. Our student body is more diverse than it has ever been, 66,000 strong.
A&M officials have broken down the official fall enrollment numbers. Those figures include more than 60,000 in College Station for the first time. That's an increase of more than 2,400 from last fall. And back to Young's State of the University speech, he called on giving professors more resources.
To do this, I'm also asking every unit at the university by December 1st to tell me how they are doing this now and what they need to do in order to do it better. Then we will work with those units to help as many as we can actually do it better. A novel idea to university, I get that, but that's what we're going to do.
A further breakdown is online at WTAW.com. The Bryan City Council gave first round approval this week to Blueprint 2040. That's the title of the city's 347-page comprehensive plan and parks master plan. Consultant Wendy Chabay told Mike Sutherland that the Texas A&M System's Rellis Center, formerly the Riverside Campus, is the number one potential growth area.
The Rellis Campus was announced in the middle of this process. In fact, that's why we were working on the blend small area plan, yeah. And we changed that. So knowing what's going on out there, we did show that as the number one priority area is our potential growth area.
For annexation.
Yes.
But not for what we should do with it, parks and well, you got that in there too?
In there, it does also talk about what that means in terms of infrastructure.
Okay.
And the parks does include all of that ETJ area.
Final action is scheduled in 2 weeks. Another house manager who lived at the former Sigma Nu fraternity in College Station has been arrested on drug charges. 22-year-old Alexander Statler of Bryan is out of jail on bond after being booked for possessing marijuana and cocaine. Investigators searched the frat house following the death of fellow member Anton Gridnev on August 20th. No arrests have been made related to the death. Several College Station police officers are featured in a video where all members thank the community for their support.
I love being part of this community because of its values and the way we pull together in tough times. Your support of our employees and the work they do has always been appreciated. But in response to the recent attacks on officers around the country, your support has become even more meaningful. I can't even begin to tell all the stories of the kindness we've experienced.
Chief Scott McCullum begins the video, followed by stories from other officers. You can see the video online at WTAW.com. This weekend is the grand opening of the second phase of Boonville Heritage Park. The celebration is in conjunction with the 175th anniversary of Brazos County. Mervin Peters says one thing they had in mind while planning the expansion was education, specifically Texas history.
We wanted to create a venue that would help the teachers cover the subject better and let them have firsthand, you know, ability to touch things that were back in that period.
Peter says Bryan and College Station schools have field trips planned for the spring. The expansion includes a replica courthouse stationed at Boonville, Smokehouse, and historic Masonic Lodge. Sunday celebration starts at 3 p.m. with tours of the park to follow. The holidays are just around the corner, which can only mean one thing. It's also time to sign up for the BCS Christmas Parade. Chairwoman Penny Zint says this year marks the 90th anniversary of the parade.
Everything is set and ready. We're just waiting on all of the people to enter the parade, and then we'll get everything ironed out and have all of our meetings, and then we'll be ready to step off on Sunday, December the 4th at 2 p.m.
Entry forms are available online at bcsparade.com. WTAW News Time is 6:39 at 70 degrees. The text line is open at 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by CHI St. Joseph Health. More news at the top of the hour or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
In life, you can't always prepare for the unexpected, but you can turn to the hospital that's always ready. For 80 years, CHI St. Joseph Health has served as the region's premier health system, and now we're expanding our commitment through our new emergency and trauma center at our leading regional hospital. With larger private rooms and shorter wait times, we're prepared for anything from minor emergencies to major trauma. There's a reason CHI St. Joseph Health is the highest level trauma center in the region. We're always ready.
Step back in time as you view an award-winning display of operational military vehicles and artillery at Tires, Tracks, and Tents, Saturday, October 15th. See World War II cars, tanks and half-tracks, Vietnam PBR, Cobra helicopters, and more. Explore narrated World War II living history camps, historic small arms weapons displays, and a Huey helicopter ride for an additional cost. Gates open at 10. It's the Tires, Tracks, and Tents Rally, Saturday, October 15th at the Museum for the American GI, just south of town off Highway 6. Click American GI Museum.org for more info.
This is Survivor Ben. It's been 23 days in the wilderness. Food is now real hard to find.
Excuse me, I'm heading to the lake in my Tundra. If you see a Tacoma and a 4Runner, tell them I went this way.
Okay.
I'm starving. Gotta go grill some steaks. Enjoy your hike.
You gotta be kidding me.
Qualified buyers get 0% APR for 60 months plus $2,000 special edition cash at a dependable 2016 Tundra Crew Max Special Edition. Toyota, let's go places. Visit gstoffice.com for details. Offers available in select states and end 10/31/16.
This is former mayor of Bryan, Ron Blatchley. I understand what it takes to lead our city, and I wholeheartedly endorse Andrew Nelson to be our next mayor. Andrew will end the fighting at City Hall and unite our community and council to keep Bryan moving forward. As a small business owner, Andrew has met a payroll, he's created jobs, and dealt with complex budgets. Join me in voting Andrew Nelson as our next mayor of Bryan.
Political ad paid for by the Andrew Nelson campaign, Kenny Lawson, treasurer.
Can you see clearly while driving? If your vision is hindered by chips and cracks in your windshield, come see Acme Glass today at either one of our two locations. Or if time won't allow, Acme Glass can come to you with their mobile on-site installation. Acme Glass also offers state inspections and free chip repair and lifetime warranty on your windshield purchased from Acme. With over 60 years of service in the Brazos Valley, that's Acme Glass.
Good morning, 6:42. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Action Sports, home of the Can-Am Spider and Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see them yourself at Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East. Click on actionsportstx.com.
Intervals of clouds and sunshine developing for today. There's the threat of a shower or a thunderstorm this afternoon. It'll be warm, highs 85 to 90 today. Partly cloudy overnight, lows 65 to 70. A warm weekend in store for the region. Partial sun tomorrow. Highs will be 85 to 90. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, 70 to 75. Some sunshine for Sunday and warm. Highs will make their way up to about 90. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620. WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, the Friday night lights burn bright all over the Brazos Valley tonight, so we'll check in with Zach Taylor for your high school football report. Quarterback Trevor Knight is a semifinalist for a pretty prestigious award. Meanwhile, NFL.com has honored Justin Evans. A&M Soccer hits the road against Ole Miss, while the volleyball team faces South Carolina at Reed Arena tonight. We'll hear from Coach Lori Corbelli. And in the NFL, Dallas hopes to keep the momentum going against Green Bay on Sunday, while the Texans take on the rival Colts. All the details are coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
In a normal election year, I don't know if we'll ever have one of those again.
Ever.
What's that? Yeah.
In a normal election year, the idea is, as they're vetting the candidates, that question, is there anything we need to know about you, generally gets asked. And when you get to the point where you're the actual nominee, you probably need to, you know, have things looked at.
Mm-hmm.
Bloomberg News now reports that DT, that's what we're not going to
do. DT.
Is that what we're calling him now?
I like it.
Okay.
Rebuffed political aide's request to research his past, a decision that likely contributed to his campaign being caught off guard for the past week's barrage of claims about the way he's treated women. Former campaign manager asked him to submit himself to a forensic evaluation. That's traditional for any public figure who's seeking office. Paul Manafort also reportedly made the same request to him. He reportedly declined all those requests, which, of course, became a major point of contention among some of his closest advisors. So that's how we got to that. WikiLeaks continues to, they dropped another 2,000 emails yesterday that were stolen from the archive of HC's campaign. from the chairman, John Podesta. That marks the sixth publication from the group.
And depending on who you talk to, it's either incredibly damning for Hillary or for HC, it's nothing. It's just no big deal.
Right, and that's it. It's, of course, it's been that way from the beginning.
Well, absolutely. And I had this conversation just last night. The things that she is being accused of or in trouble for, it's hard to resonate with the general public because it's on such a high scale of like government.
Right.
You know, the stuff he's doing completely resonates with the general public. And so they're saying, you know, because they hear about it with other celebrities and professional athletes and people that they see more of and hear more about in just, you know, everyday current events. And so I think that's also why.
That's probably fair.
Does that make sense?
Oh, sure, yeah. Because the sense of indignation is pretty universal with the stuff he's done.
Right.
Again,
and so you hear, well, she's hiding all these emails that are classified information, and we're all kind of like, oh, okay, because we don't really understand the extent or what that means per se. But, oh, well, he gropes women. Oh, yep, everybody knows what that means.
Yeah.
Well, and again, to the point that Congressman Flores made this week. You know, she's not directly responsible for the deaths of four people in Benghazi, but, you know, having some knowledge of that may have had a different outcome, and certainly lying about what was the causative factor of the attack afterwards, that's a pretty high level of concern for a lot of people, that was an arrogance and irresponsibility. Now, which is not to say that what he's doing doesn't show some arrogance for
sure. And I'm not trying to defend, but I just think that it's easier for people to understand this drama that is surrounding him versus the drama that's surrounding her.
And that's, go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, and I totally agree. The thing is that those things that are, you know, kind of bad for her that you're saying are kind of the political things kind of apply more to running for president, you know?
Yeah, that's, well, and, you know, the time is right for all this to happen because finally people are starting to pay attention.
Right.
Which is, a record-breaking 15 million Texans are registered to vote in the upcoming elections. That was released yesterday by the Secretary of State. So as a result, the figure amounts to 78% of the state's voting age population. So that's a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And it's more than 1.3 million additional voters from 4 years ago. Now, whether they actually vote or not is one thing.
Mm-hmm.
But nevertheless, there's 15 million of us out there in Texas who are registered to vote, so we'll see what happens. All right, 647.
Barker's Heating and Cooling has put our customer satisfaction first and been a part of our community since 1974. Thank you for voting us best of the Brazos for over 10 years and making us an Aggie tradition in AC and heating services. We pledge to always deliver quality service and products as a premier Lennox dealer. Call us today to take advantage of our fall rebate with special financing on new systems. 979-314-0618. Barker's, the premier Lennox dealer in Bryan College Station. License number TACALA 28101C.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
Producer Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producer Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free. This Saturday, October 15th, it's managing fish populations in farm ponds. Learn how to correctly feed and manage the fish population in your farm pond so they thrive all this week at Producers. Producers, on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
Put some zing in your spring with flowering bulbs. It's that time again with nurseries offering bountiful selections of tulips, daffodils, hyacinths, grape hyacinths, and the many less common minor bulbs. It isn't a difficult procedure. In fact, any gardener can master it in one season. That's even true for second floor apartment gardeners. I'll be back with details of spring bulbs right after this message. Get in the swing of fall gardening with Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening, just $31.95 plus tax and postage. Order by calling 800-752-GROW during the week, or you can order anytime at neilsperry.com, NEILSPERRY.com. Remember, my newest book is not in stores, it's not on Amazon, and it is not a revision of my 1991 Complete Guide to Texas Gardening. The one reference book that covers all of your outdoor gardening activities from lawns and landscapes to fruit and vegetables. 344 pages, 840 of my photographs, more than 25 multi-page charts. I self-published this book so I could have the book I always wanted for you. Every book goes out signed. Satisfaction is guaranteed. Remember, only $31.95 plus tax and postage. Order at neilsperry.com or by calling weekdays 800-752-GROW. neilsperry.com. If you're interested in spring flowering bulbs, you need to start with quality bulbs. No matter what type you're selecting, look for firm, top-sized bulbs. Most local nurseries will have ample supplies of the best bulbs available. Beware, however, of deeply discounted bargain bulbs from part-time garden centers. Chances are they may not be of the quality you'll need for best results. They may not even be very good varieties. Some of your bulbs need to be chilled artificially. That requires that you put them in the vegetable bin, not the freezer, of your refrigerator for a minimum of 45 days at 45 degrees. You plant them once the soil temperatures have hit 50 degrees for several consecutive days, usually in mid to late December. Prime candidates for this chilling include tulips and hyacinths. Most others can be planted as soon as you buy them. Spring flowering bulbs should be planted into loose, highly organic soils that drain quickly away after heavy rain. Since these plants will do most of their growing during winter's cooler weather, their soils won't dry out very quickly, and that makes the initial preparation especially important. Plant your bulbs two times as deep as they are tall. A 2-inch daffodil bulb, for example, should be 4 inches deep. It's usually best to use a fairly large number of bulbs in a given bed. Plant them in rounded groupings rather than long straight rows. Mass one color per area and plant the bulbs very close together for the best effect. That probably means putting them 2 to 3 bulbs widths apart. That's close enough that they may actually be easier just to rake the soil out of the bed, place the bulbs in their spots, and then carefully cover them over with the loose soil. Remember, however, that they must be at the proper planting depth. Some gardeners prefer to put 1 tablespoon of bone meal 1 to 2 inches beneath each bulb. That's usually not necessary, since most of our soils in Texas have ample supplies of phosphorus anyway, especially the clay soils. Otherwise, a little special feeding will be required to keep the plants vigorous. If you intend to keep them over from 1 year to another, they'll probably get enough nutrition from the fertilizers you apply to other plants nearby. Commercial plantings have taught us to interplant our tulips, especially with short-growing annual flowers like pansies, so you can have a contrasting color. The tulips come up and grow, the pansies are all around them, then the tulips flower and they take over the show, then they die away. You can extricate them at that point and you still have pansies for several more weeks. There are lots of great bulbs out there in the market. Talk to your nurseryman about the best types for your needs. I'm Neil Sperry. Until next time, thanks for listening and happy gardening.
Good morning, I'm Brad Mitchell with a look at your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. It's 6:53. Well, it's Friday, and you know what that means, high school football. And with your high school football report, here's Zach Taylor.
Well, it's a big night in the Brazos Valley, as we've got 2 crosstown showdowns on the slate. Adam Consolidated hosts Bryan at Tigerland Stadium. Consol coverage will be on News Talk 1620 WTAW, with Bryan broadcast on Sports Radio 1150 and The Zone 102.7 FM. On the north side of town, Runner entertains College Station at Merrill Green Stadium. Rangers broadcast will be on the Zone 102.7 FM with Cougars coverage on Willie 1550. Kickoff times for both of those games is at 7:30. Elsewhere, Navasota visits Silsbee at 7 o'clock on Willie 97.7. Buffalo heads to Leon at 7:30 on Willie 103.5. And Brazos Christian entertains Temple Christian at 7:30 as well. St. Joe's will head to Texas School for the Deaf tomorrow at 5:30 on Red Sea Catholic Radio. Remember to check out schedules, times, pregame interviews, and even to listen live to your favorite teams, head over to BrazosFootball.com. And that's been your high school football report. I'm Zach Taylor.
Thanks, Zach. In college football, first-year Texas A&M quarterback Trevor Knight was named one of the top 15 semifinalists for the Johnny Unitas Golden Arm Award, which is given annually to college football's top senior quarterback. Knight from San Antonio has helped the Aggies, who were unranked in the preseason polls, to a 6-0 record for the first time in more than 20 years dating back to 1994. The Aggs are now ranked number 6 in both the Associated Press and Amway Coaches' top 25 polls. Also in college football, Texas A&M strong safety Justin Evans has been named college football's midseason defensive player of the year by NFL.com. Evans, a senior from Wiggins, Missouri, has been a driving force behind the Aggie defense this season. Despite playing five Power 5 conference opponents already, including three ranked in the Associated Press top 25, Evans has helped the Aggies allow just 19.2 points per game. In A&M volleyball, the women return to Reed Arena tonight to play host to the South Carolina Gamecocks. Here's Coach Lori Corbelli with her thoughts on the match.
It is really, really a challenging team to play, and we always go five sets with this team. We just match up. That's just how our matchup is with them. So we're expecting a really hard-fought and exciting match on Friday night.
The match, which is the first of a two-match homestand this weekend, begins at 6:30 p.m. with Casey Richardson and our own Chelsea Reber calling the action. Speaking of A&M volleyball, middle blocker Jasmine Babers has been selected as a candidate for the Senior Class Award for Volleyball announced yesterday. CLASS is an acronym for Celebrating Loyalty and Achievement for Staying in School and focuses on the total student athlete and encourages students to use their platform in athletics to make a positive impact as leaders in their communities. Congratulations, Jasmine. Meanwhile, in A&M soccer, the Aggs hit the road against the Ole Miss Rebels tonight at 7 p.m. Pregame's at 6:45, and you can catch it on Fusion FM. The Maroon and White are looking to get back into the win column, entering the fray with a 7-6-1 overall mark and a 2-4-1 league ledger. The Aggies' defense ranks among the top in the league. Meanwhile, the Aggs rank second in the league in goals against average and fourth in shutouts. A couple of players to keep your eyes on, of course, junior Haley Pounds, who ranks 10th in the league in goals and 11th in points, and senior goalkeeper Danielle Rice, who ranks second in the league in shutouts and third in goals against average. In A&M men's tennis, junior Arthur Rinderknecht picked up a trio of wins at the 2016 Oracle ITA Masters yesterday at the Ralph Strauss Tennis Center in Malibu, California. Rinderknecht advanced to the second round in the singles draw and the third round of the mixed doubles draw. In the NFL, Dallas quarterback Dak Prescott's NFL career is off to a great start, while veteran Aaron Rodgers is looking for a bit more consistency in Green Bay. Prescott may very well be getting the start, but Romo's return is right around the corner. Here's Dak on Romo.
This is Tony's team. I think I knew that going into the situation. I think everybody knew that. I'm just trying to do the best I can to give my team a chance to win week in and week out.
The teams will meet for the first time on Sunday when Dallas visits Lambeau Field to face the Packers at 3:25 p.m. Pregame's at 3, and you can catch that game on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone 102.7 FM. Also on the Zone later Sunday, you can catch the Texans take on the Colts at 7:30 p.m., pregame's at 7. And in Major League Baseball, Justin Turner's two-run triple capped a four-run seventh inning, sending the Dodgers to a 4-3 win over the Washington Nationals in the fifth and deciding game of the NLDS. The Dodgers now head to face the Cubs in the National League Championship Series starting Saturday. And that's a look at your sports update brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. I'm Brad Mitchell on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
What can inspire me?
Drive me.
What can make me the person I have the potential to become?
A thinker.
A leader.
A doer.
What can challenge me to grow?
And awaken something deep inside me.
What can ignite me?
Art can.
Make sure your child has access to an arts education and learn how the arts can help them perform in school and in life. Visit artcantexas.org today. Sponsored by the Texas Cultural Trust and the Houston Endowment.
Deals are cropping up at Normandy Tractor. That means up to $4,500 in rebates on Kubota tractors, RTVs, and mowers. And get lower prices and larger cash rebates, zero down financing, zero APR on the largest selection of farm and ranch equipment. Like the new Kubota L2501 F25 horsepower two-wheel drive tractor, 5-foot Land Pride shredder, 5-foot Land Pride box blade with teeth for $13,595, minus a $1,500 cash rebate and a $1,500 two-implement rebate. Pay cash of $10,595 and have it delivered today. Build your own package deal with the help of the Normandy Tractor team. And don't forget, Normandy Tractor has a large selection of trailers to bring your new tractor home. Vernon and the boys at Normandy Tractor ask, why buy used when you can buy new with payments as low as these? Normandy Tractor has financing to fit any budget. Experience the excellence of Kubota at the award-winning Normandy Tractor in Normandy, Texas, corner of Highway 39 and OSR, or online at normandytractor.com. Remember, nobody beats Normandy Tractor. Nobody.
The season of falling leaves, turning clocks back, and of course, fall festivals is here, and Holy Cross Lutheran Church is hosting their annual Fall Fest, 11 a.m. Sunday, October 16th. Enjoy great food, children's games, auctions, and the chance to win big prizes like a 55-inch TV, a grill, a spa package, and more. There are even prizes for the kids. Visit holycrossbcs.org for more information, and don't miss the Fall Fest fun at Holy Cross Lutheran Church, Sunday, October 16th.
How about some rain yesterday? Yeah, a lot of folks got some of that. Some of it very heavy and kind of unexpected, simply because we had a 30% chance of showers. But guess what? We've got the same thing today. So.